Columbus felt. And then once more, oh baby, what a dunce I was before. I'm not ashamed to say that's all right. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on? Tell me. Lord, help me. Listen, woman. I got something I want to talk to you about this evening. Yeah. God, when you get time, tell me. How long have you had my nose open, open? I want to know from you. Woo! Good God. How long have you been doing it to me? Oh, to me. To me. To me, woman.
Hi. This is Davy Jones, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
And it's 11:45 and some change here on Anything Goes. And, well, that, of course, was Ray Charles hanging out with the Count Basie Orchestra and a splendid track of How Long Has This Been Going On. And, well, we like to play the stuff that might be a little bit different than some of the Ray Charles cuts that you hear on other radio stations, because this is Anything Goes. Now, Ray Charles has been well-documented in film and books, but until now, Ray Charles, the man, the husband, and especially Ray Charles, the father, has remained unknown until the book I have in my hand, You Don't Know Me, Reflections of My Father, Ray Charles, is a powerful and poignant look at the Ray Charles the public never saw. It's the never-before-told stories that Ray Charles Robinson Jr. shares about his father. They are heartfelt stories, and they offer a new understanding of one of the world's most beloved, fascinating, and hard-working entertainers. In You Don't Know Me, Ray Charles Robinson Jr. offers a rich and loving look at the life of the man who was a musical pioneer, and who Rolling Stone ranked 10 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. And, well, Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Ray Charles Robinson Jr. this morning. Good morning, Ray. You there? Are you there, Ray? We don't have Ray. So, in the meantime, while we get Ray back on the phone here, we're going to hear another one from Ray Charles with the Count Basie Orchestra. We'll figure out what's going on here. That was a great one, wasn't it? Oh, wait. Are we there?
I'm with Ray Charles Robinson, Jr.
Hi. Oh, there you are, Ray. We were just about to give up. Oh, it's nice to meet you, sir. Thanks so much for making time for us here on Anything Goes.
Okay.
Tell us, there's so much that we want to know about your dad, your brand new book, You Don't Know Me. Why right now did you choose to write this book, Ray Charles Robinson, Jr.?
I thought it was a time. Ray had had its time, and I felt that I wanted to share my personal intimate view with my father, our relationship and our family. You Don't Know Me is everything that you didn't see in the movie Ray. I read about in my father's memoir, Brother Ray, and I truly feel that you will understand my father's accomplishments and triumphs over his obstacles in completely in a new way.
Okay, and now, since you brought up the film, what did you think of Jamie Foxx's portrayal of your dad?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable, I mean, yeah.
He was unbelievable. He was the right actor, classically trained, extremely prepared for that role, and it was a perfect actor, a perfect time, and a perfect film.
Yeah, I am such a huge fan of Jamie Foxx. I agree with you. And did you feel that the film was an accurate portrayal of your dad's life, as far as you knew?
creatively, Taylor did an excellent job. He had to capitalize so much in this film. And we had to start at a point of reference that that would let the film move, and we had to capitalize it. And I believe that where we capitalized it, my book shares the balance of this looking glass, and it shares a lot that was not shared in that film.
Okay, that was so weird.
I know that for a fact.
Surely. Well, because a film, by its nature, has to be encapsulated because the medium is very, very short. A book, however, is sort of an open-ended medium and can contain all sorts of information.
Yes, it was. And it actually helps his fans. And I hope that I wrote this book in hopes that his fans that were fans of Ray and his memoir and his music will pick this up, because it helps them connect the dots and to really understand him and know him a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, Ray, you're an independent film producer yourself, and you've produced some, I guess these are documentary films about your dad, 50 Years of Music with, and so tell us a little bit about what you do so we can get to know you a little bit, Ray Charles
Robinson. Well, as a filmmaker, I produced 50 Years of Music, Ray Charles 50 Years of Music. It was a celebration of duets and star-studded variety show that we did for Fox. It was an hour-and-a-half show. Actually, the first variety show that Fox ever produced, okay? Then I did Gospel Jubilee with Stuart Benjamin, which is, he was the executive producer. It was with the Voices of Jubilation Choir. My father had never performed a gospel concert, per se. And I thought he had a fantastic time with that project. Then I came along. I did consult a few documentaries. I produced another film on my own, Hotel California, a film in Russia that I did about Pushkin with Anatoly Ivanov. And, of course, Ray. I was a co-producer in that.
And what's the name of your production company? So if we want to grab these DVDs and these projects, where can we find them?
Well, number one, I'm not sure that The Black Prince, which is a story about Pushkin, I'm not sure it's on the shelf, but Hotel California is on the shelf at Blockbuster.
Okay.
Okay, it is out. I co-produced that. Produced that as well.
Now, you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. I'm speaking with Ray Charles Robinson, Jr., the eldest son of musical great Ray Charles. And, Ray, your mom met Ray Charles before he was a star. Is that right?
Yes, indeed, when he had one suit. Yes.
probably one tatty suit.
The way they explained it, it stood up in the corner.
Ooh, I don't think I want to think about that. So how did they meet each other?
It was her voice on the radio, gospel radio network. He was listening to gospel, and he heard her voice and fell in love with that voice and had to call the station. And ironically, she sang with the Cecil Shaw singers. Father knew Cecil Shaw, and they met, and he pursued her, and ultimately he won her over, and it was a love affair, and it was they loved each other.
And you came along at what point in your father's evolution as a musical icon? Somewhere between
before,
the one suit and
before the fame.
Yeah.
Let me tell
really?
You.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean. You know, there's a place in the book where, you know, she questions whether she's going to marry him and give me his last name. So, you know, I think that kind of bothered him. But ultimately, they worked it out. You know, it's a fantastic story about his rags-to-riches story about where their humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what I can only imagine, I mean, I've heard stories from many, many well-known musicians and the sons of songwriters, and just what it was like to have this parade of famous people coming into your house. Now, here you started with humble beginnings, and then yeah, as you grew up, your father became this thing.
Well, just think of a 6 or 7-year-old child sitting on the stairs outside of the office where great hits like One Mint Julep, You Are My Sunshine, You Don't Know Me, I Can't Stop Loving You, Georgia. These songs were written out of this out of this this little office on Hepburn with great musicians like Hank Crawford, David Fathead Newman, Quincy Jones, Bill Jackson, Gerald Wilson, just to name a few, and the great producer Sid Feller of ABC.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Yes, and I, as a six-year-old, I sat on the stairs and listened to that music, and geez, you know, I was too young to understand the significance of their of my father's fame and those talented artists, but I was truly enriched by their experience.
And how many years did you spend in the same house with your father, Ray? Was it a day in and day out thing, or?
Well, no, I mean, virtually until I graduated from my, you know, from high school.
Really?
And my parents separated just before I graduated, right after I graduated from high school.
Okay. And was your father, was he touring at that point so that he would leave?
My father toured up until probably a year before he passed away.
That I know, actually. As a matter of fact, I think he had some gigs booked, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's how I found out, because I was in Russia shooting this film, The Black Prince.
Oh, man.
And yeah, I was there, and I was shooting it with Anastasia Volochkova, the prima ballerina, and I'm having a ball in Moscow, and then I read on the internet that my father had canceled all of his tour dates.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. What a terrible
thing. And that was, and what was more importantly is that was the phone call where, you know, I called to him, and he called back, and, you know, for a father to call you and say, son, it's just good to hear your voice again. I knew that he was dying, and something was seriously wrong.
Oh, wow.
And that was the beginning of me understanding that my father was sick. It was heartbreaking.
Did you get to see him again, Ray, before he passed?
Yes, I did see him. And at that time, you know, when I did see him, he was okay because he was bawling me out about something. And, you know, he seemed to be his old self. And 3 months later, it just seemed like just his foundation had fallen out from his life. He was just refined to a wheelchair, and it was, you know, at that time I was having a very difficult time dealing with that.
I can understand that. I think that no matter who you are, no matter how famous or not famous, the death of a parent.
Yeah, I was having serious difficulty dealing with that.
And you have a lot of half siblings. So how did you guys all come together before your dad died, or did you?
Yes, we did. We came together in 2002, December of 2002, and that was actually a pretty good feeling because we knew about each other, and I think my father had serious anxiety about it. But once we got together in one room, it was strange how we all looked at each other to see who had features and mannerisms like him. And I think he was nervous until he found us all laughing and trying to catch up with each other. And I think he was just, you know, happy that he had gotten us all together before you know, his health had started to fail. And I think he knew at that point when he got us together that his health was starting to fail.
Wow. Well, that must have been something brought some real closure and peace to your father, Ray Charles.
Well, I think it brought closure to, instead of us finding each other, he helped us find each other, and I think he felt great about that.
Wow. And, You Don't Know Me, is it on the shelves yet, Ray?
It will be on the shelf. The on-sale date is tomorrow, June 8th.
Yeah.
2 days before the anniversary of my father's sixth anniversary of his death.
Okay.
And he would have celebrated his 80th birthday, God bless his soul, and in September 23rd. And this is in remembrance of him. I believe that even though, you know, you will see the womanizing, and he was more than that. He was a great man. He loved my mother. And the bottom line is that I just want them to know that he overcame a lot of obstacles to become the great man that he was, the iconic figure that he was in America. And he loved his fans, and they loved him back, and it was a love affair.
And he gave an enormous, enormous amount of himself and left a legacy, Ray, which I know you don't need me to tell you, but it's just amazing how after September 11th, your father's America the Beautiful was one of the songs that people reached for as a touchstone of their humanity.
Yes.
And it's very nice to meet you, Ray. I know you've got many calls to execute today in promotion of You Don't Know Me. You guys, it's going to be on the shelves, and you can grab hold of it on the internet or, I'm sure, in
and
stores.
And they can go to www.raycharlesjr.com.
Okay.
For more information, they can purchase the book there if they like.
Okay. Okay, terrific. Yes. They can purchase it directly from you.
Directly from www.raycharlesjr.com.
raycharlesjr.com.
Yes.
You got it, Ray Charles Jr. It's a pleasure to meet you. Continued success with all of your projects, and I hope that you will keep Anything Goes Radio in mind when the next time you put out one of your very interesting DVDs as well.
We'd love to my daughter, and hopefully you'll be doing her story soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ray. It's a pleasure
Thank
to meet you. Thanks for all your
Thank
good
you
work.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Good luck with You Don't Know Me.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ray Charles Robinson, Jr. here on Anything Goes. The book is You Don't Know Me, you guys. And we'll take a caller at random right now, 201-692-2012. I got one copy, only one, 201-692-2012. And at the tone, the time will be exactly 12 o'clock WFDU time.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU TNEC is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU TNEC.
The Community Theater at Mayo Center for the Performing Arts in Morristown, New Jersey announces two upcoming shows from two legendary performers. On Saturday, June 19th, three-time Grammy Award-winning contemporary folk singer-songwriter Sean Colvin performs her many classic songs. And on Tuesday, June 22nd, five-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Mary Chapin Carpenter brings her unique blend of folk-influenced country music to the Community Theater. For more information, the website is mayoarts.org, and the phone number is 973-539-8008. That's Sean Colvin on Saturday, June 19th, and Mary Chapin Carpenter on Tuesday, June 22nd, at the Community Theater at Mayo Center for the Performing Arts in Morristown, New Jersey.
Please no more therapy, Mother, take care.
Hi, I'm John Mazzulla, the host of VA Healthcare Advantage. Tune into VA Healthcare Advantage this Sunday morning at 8:30 for information about VA healthcare services available to veterans residing in the metropolitan New York, New Jersey area. That's this Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Please join us.
It's 12:02 on Monday, June 7th, and I'm sad to say that Rick from New York has won this copy of You Don't Know Me. And, well, you can find You Don't Know Me on the shelves, you guys, or go to raycharlesjr.com and get your own copy. It looks like, you know, it seems like a pretty, I haven't read the whole thing because I just got it like 4 days ago between you and me. And